There are more than 30 districts with names like Redmen, Braves, and other terms based on Native American culture. But a new state law lets opponents file complaints with the State Department of Public Instruction. That's what Carol and Harvey Gunderson did, hauling a thick blue binder with them as they arrived at the DPI offices from Osseo.
This is about 550 pages of research documentation that the race-based policy of the school board does violate this new law.
Why file in person today?
Because it's the first law in the whole United States that addresses this issue. We didn't want it to get lost in the mail.
The Gundersons filed their complaint against the Osseo Fairchild Chieftains. A DPI spokesman says within 10 days, that district will be notified of an investigation with possible hearings to come. Someone else planning to take action is Brian Benford, who's part Native American, part African American. He graduated from Fort Atkinson's High School in 1978, and he's trying to get locals rallying against its mascot, the Blackhawks. He recalls being part of his school's Fort Fest event many years ago.
They had a reenactment of General Atkinson cornering Chief Blackhawk. I was recruited to play the Indians, being the only kid of color at the time. I was always disturbed by that, but being young, I didn't have the voice or the maturity to voice my displeasure.
If the DPI finds a mascot to be racially offensive, a district can be fined up to $1,000 for every day it continues using it. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.